Welcome to our Back at Home podcast, our community's health and wellness show. I am your host. My name is Susan Poor. I am a registered nurse and the community liaison for education and business development at Alamogordo Home Healthcare and Hospice, where we are celebrating our 42nd year in business. Yes, 42 years, long time. My goal with this podcast is to really spread as much great health information as I can from all over Otero County. There's just a lot of great people doing lots of great stuff, and I'm here to basically share it and brag about it. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Rolando Malong, and let me tell you a little bit about him before we bring him on. He has his education, is a doctor of physical therapy. He went to the University of Montana in Missoula, Montana. He is board certified as a physical therapist in Texas and New Mexico. So a little about his clinical experience. Dr. Malong has over 21 years, long time, of clinical experience in general orthopedics, general neurological rehab, cardiopulmonary rehab, general geriatric rehab, general pediatric rehab, and wellness training. He works with patients of all ages and all activity levels, from high sedentary lifestyle to highly active individuals. Dr. Malong evaluates and treats with a holistic approach that incorporates knowledge and understanding of localized anatomy and function within the content of the body structure, function, and movement patterns. His focus of treatment is to restore compromised mobility, strength, and balance through, a variety of manual techniques, active progressive exercises, and patient education. Really important. He loves good rapport with his patients and watching his patients progress to the activities they need to do, want to do, and aspire to do. Dr. Malong is a wellness enthusiast. He never tires of learning new treatment protocols and training techniques, perspectives, and the latest medical literature has to offer. He is an avid fitness person, lawn tennis player, he bowls, and he is an outdoor enthusiast. He lives by the guiding principle. I always treat my patient as a member of my family, and I always want what's best for my family, so I want to help them to the best I can be. So at the end of the day, I want to see a smile on their face because I help them to become stronger and a better person again. So I really wanted Dr. Malong on my podcast because he truly represents wellness and health. And we are blessed that he is one of our physical therapists at Alamogordo Home Healthcare and Hospice. So I would like to bring on Dr. Malong. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. We've had 3 days of rain, and that's rare in southern New Mexico.
You're right. Awesome.
Yes, yes. So if you don't mind, I've just got a few questions I thought you could answer, and then I'll let you open it up to whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, sure. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have you. I'll tell you, when I was thinking of somebody that would be really good for the physical part of the body, because I've talked to a lot of people about a variety of different wellness things, you were the first person I thought of. So I'm really honored to have you on this.
That's awesome.
Okay, question one. Share a little bit about why you became a physical therapist.
Well, you know, Susan, I think I was mostly influenced by my grandparents, because I grew up with my grandparents around me, and they keep telling me that we want you to become a doctor someday. So every time people will ask me about what I want when I grow up, I keep telling them that I want to be a doctor. And aside from that, I think that at my very young age, I know that I have a passion of taking care of old people, or should I say taking care of people in general, right? Because I took care of my grandparents and I was happy that I did that. So at my early young age, I know that I want to become a medical professional someday. But when I moved to high school, I started to like going to fitness gym, and I'm happy sharing my knowledge and my exercise routines to my friends. So before I moved to college, I think of a career that I can incorporate my passion of taking care of people and my like to do exercise, and also hoping to become a doctor someday. So I took a bachelor's of physical therapy in college, and I completed my bachelor's degree year 1999, and then I continued my master's degree equivalent. Then when I moved here in the States, year 2016, I started my doctorate degree of physical therapy at Montana University in Missoula. And now I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and I'm proud to say that I'm over 21 years, I have 21 years of experience as physical therapist, and I love it and I'm happy.
And your grandparents probably are blessed because you did at least what they asked you, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I hope that they're proud of me.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. So maybe talk a little bit about, you know, we're right in the middle of a little quarantine, or, you know, on and off quarantines, but, you know, the COVID thing. So talk about the quarantine, how layoffs and being at home more often or more affect people's physical health.
Well, it's an interesting topic to talk at this time, because we all experienced quarantine and many people were laid off during pandemic. And well, staying at home for a prolonged period of time due to quarantine or layoffs can lead to adverse effects on our physical health if not managed properly. And you know, Susan, according to American Heart Association recent studies, because of quarantine or layoffs, people may be experiencing feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, and even fear. Secondary to confinement at home, loss of regular routine, and diminished social and physical contact with others. And due to prolonged stress during quarantine period, your body is exposed to stress hormones like cortisol. And with high level of cortisol in your body, you're at risk of having high blood pressure, heart disease, and even stroke. And stress due to quarantine can affect your body's sleep cycles as well. And during quarantine period, to avoid stress, people thrown off their usual sleep routine by staying too late at night in front of their television. Some people play computer games with friends overnight, and others hang out with family or friends most of their time. So these activities make you sleep deprived or restless. And being chronically tired, that can lead to high risk of having diabetes and even heart disease. And you know, Susan, in addition to this, during pandemic period, many individuals were encouraged to work at home. And we should realize that our furnitures at home are not ergonomically set up for work. And it will affect our body posture while working. That can lead to significant back, spine, and even neck problems. And having bad posture day after day can lead to herniated disc, nerve inflammation, and even annoying back pain.
Yeah, you know, I think of all the people sitting on couches.
Yes.
Hours at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's why I would recommend if you're, you need to change your position like every 30 minutes if you're like working at home to prevent those problems.
Playing games?
Yes, ma'am. That's another issue. They need to change their position. They're supposed to stand at least every 30 minutes.
Oh, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So what happens to our body? So you covered a little bit. So, you know, as a nurse, I know that, you know, how much we move is how well we live. That's a given. And along with what we eat. But when we decrease the amount we move, like when gyms are closed or when people change jobs to a less physical one, or they retire and they just decrease, maybe they were super busy at an office. And you know, like at home care, we've got that great big building, people can walk around. And then all of a sudden, say somebody would stay home for 2 weeks and do nothing. What happens to your muscles when you decrease moving?
Okay, so actually that's what we call a sedentary behavior or sedentary lifestyle. Well, sedentary behavior or a decreased level of activity can deteriorate physical health and quality of life. And according to World Health Organization, physical inactivity is the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality. And based on recent studies, many people stopped doing their exercise when fitness gyms were closed due to the pandemic. And the same things happen when people retire. They change their daily routine and decrease their activity level. People are just happy that sitting or like lying down while engaged in activity like reading, socializing, watching television, or even using a mobile phone for much of the day. And decreasing activity can weaken muscles and joints. And in addition, sedentary lifestyle or the what we so-called sitting disease can cause obesity, type 2 diabetes. It can cause high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and it doubles the risk of having heart disease. So it's important that we need to keep ourselves busy and active. Don't just stay in one position and just do like a sedentary lifestyle when you retire or when the gym work closed.
Right. So like at our house, we have our own gym in our house. We're blessed to have that. And we have a little bit of everything. So we can go in there and do, but you know, a lot of people might live in an apartment. They may not have the equipment. We have a treadmill. So no matter what, I try to get my 10,000 steps, even if it means get my butt in there later in after work and do it. But what could people do? Do you think just simple things just to keep their strength besides walking? Just to keep their strength in maybe a small apartment. Could you give some suggestion maybe of some stretches or picking up a certain amount of weight, or what would you suggest?
Well, actually, there are many ways that someone can do stay active while at home. And it may include activities like from simple household chores like cleaning, cooking, baking, and gardening. And you know what, Suzanne? I've noticed that during pandemic period, more individuals started to do their own garden and planted different ornamentals and vegetables in their backyard just to stay them active while at home. And also playing with your children or your pets or other activities that makes you stay active. There are also exercises that I can recommend to stay active while at home. And as what you mentioned, walking is the first on my list. Mm-hmm. It's an amazingly simple that do not require any special equipment, and I can recommend to a general population. Because walking can maintain a healthy weight because it helps to burn your calories. It increases your body's circulation, thus preventing various conditions like heart disease, blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. It also strengthens your bones and muscles, thus preventing joint pain. And it also improves your mood and energy and improves your balance and coordination as well. And as physical therapists, I recommend at least 30 minutes of walking every day for 5 days a week. And aside from walking, I can recommend the following exercises too. And I recommend these exercises to most of my patients, and I always receive a good feedback about these exercises. So I always start with my exercise with warm-up exercises for like 3 to 5 minutes, and I will recommend a warm-up exercise like marching in place or jogging in place for 3 to 5 minutes. And I also incorporate stretching to warm up your body to prepare for your exercises. And after warm-up, I started with shoulder exercises, and I call it shoulder blade squeeze or scapular retraction, because it helps to strengthen your upper and middle back to maintain good upper back posture. And the next one is bridging. So it helps to strengthen your gluteal muscles or your butt. It helps to strengthen your lower back, core muscles, and hip muscles as well to maintain good low back posture. And the next is squats. So it strengthens your quadriceps, hamstrings, legs, and abdominal muscles, including your back and back muscles as well. And the next is heel raises. It strengthens your calf muscles. And after that, lunges, it strengthens legs and backs, and it improves your balance as well. So I will recommend to do these exercises 10 to 15 repetition each exercise. And actually, after the exercises, I always recommend to end with a cool down exercise. It includes marching in place again and gentle passive stretching. So this exercise routine will help to increase your strength, your endurance, and improve your standing balance as well. So just view that attached video on how to safely perform this exercise routine.
Right, and would you recommend like families or homes so they could certainly do all of this together, correct?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, this exercise is just pretty easy that I will recommend to a general population.
Right. So tell us, what do you do to stay fit?
Ooh,
we always want to know when the physical gurus like yourself, what do you do to stay fit?
Well, I don't have like special like diets or special exercise routines, but I want to share 4 things that I do to stay fit. The first one is exercise. Yeah, I normally go to a fitness gym 2 to 3 times a week. But during lockdown period, fitness gyms were closed. But I'm still doing my exercise at home using my dumbbells and ankle weights. And I like to walk, run, and jog in the morning. The second one is I eat the right food and the right portion each meal. So I don't have a special diet that I can share because I'm eating like mostly everything. But I try to eat like always in moderate portion or in moderate amount. And I try to stay away from sweets, soda, a food that rich in carbohydrates and fats. So basically I eat more protein like meat, eggs, and fish. And I like fruits and vegetables. And I also drink protein drink after exercise, and I drink a lot of water. The next one is enough hours of sleep. I usually sleep 7 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And you know, Susan, according to studies, the best total hours of sleep, it should be 7 to 9 hours to function our brain and body at its best. And the last one is I stay motivated. I always do something that I really love because this will make me happy. And I always optimistic and always look the good side despite of all my challenges in life.
So one question I guess I don't think I've ever asked you, but I'm going to ask you. So like my husband and I are morning exercisers. Like we get up and we get it over with because I know after a long day, except to catch up my last maybe 500 steps because I'm going to on my pedometer, get my 10,000 steps as best as I can. Does it matter if you exercise in the morning or the evening as long as you exercise?
Yes, ma'am. But some people, they prefer to do their exercise in the morning because of the cool temperature or the cool weather. Yeah, especially here in New Mexico, we experience like 3 digits temperature during late afternoon. So that's why it depends on the person. Like if you prefer cool temperature to do your exercises, so you can do it in the morning. And if you're comfortable like doing exercise, even though it's not that cool, so you can still do your exercise. But you know what? The good thing about doing exercise like with a cool temperature is that you will not get tired pretty easy. Unlike if you will do your exercise like with warm temperature, you get tired pretty easy and you're like feel exhausted pretty easy.
Right. I just have lots of friends that I see all meet over at the gym and they're doing it like at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, I'm going to bed in an hour. I don't know about.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a studies that were saying that try to do your exercise like at least 1 to 2 hours before you go to sleep. Because when you do your exercise, less than like an hour before you go to bed, your muscles and your like system still active. So I'm pretty sure that you will not go to sleep.
Right. I know I wouldn't. I'd be wide awake. So, Well, anything else that you could think of that you want to share with people in Otero County? Like I said, just to stay a little bit more physical. I think with the quarantine, it's taken people that maybe would, maybe spend a Saturday afternoon walking around a mall or, you know, doing anything active. And now that we've been, staying home or at least, trying to stay home as much as we can. Is there any other advice you would have for them as far as what they can do for the next few months till, or hopefully not any more than that, till some of this craziness goes away and we're able to, get out there a little bit more?
Well, I think the best thing that we can do right now is just to stay active. Don't just stay at home and doing nothing and waiting and just sit on your couch and watch your television and play your games. So we need to make sure that even though we're staying at home, we're doing a little bit of exercises every day, we're doing our daily activities. So don't stop doing exercise because exercise for me, it's life.
Right. I see these people post on Facebook like they're going to have a movie weekend and they don't budge off the couch for 2 days. And I think about when I worked in the intensive care unit and a patient would be in a bed for 2 days, how it really debilitated them. And I'm thinking, if it debilitated them, it obviously has some effect on the person just sitting on the couch for 16 hours watching movies, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Right. Okay, anything else you want to share?
Well, just want to say stay healthy and safe. And Yeah, and we'll be happy all the time.
Yeah, well, listen, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on here. You know, you've got some great examples. If anybody has any questions for you, they can certainly call Alamogordo Home Healthcare and Hospice at 437-3500, and you can ask for Dr. Malong, and they will take a message for him because he's usually out of the building seeing his patients. But yeah, if they have any questions, no problem. They can call you at home care and leave a message for you.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for joining this podcast. Dr. Malong and my other guests are a big part of the health and wellness in our community here. And here at Alamogordo Home Health Care and Hospice, we appreciate all of our listeners, and we will see you on the next Back at Home.